Mechaperai in a bit of Hilchos Tshuva also. Halacha Perek Sheni Halacha Aleph. Ezo Hi Tshuva Gemura. So the Rambam over here has a new definition, new hagdara. There's something the Rambam here calls the Tshuva Gemura. Ezo Hi Tshuva Gemura. So the Rambam Zeh Shebel Yodoy Dvar Ave Dovar Sheavar Boy. He comes to the same situation again. The Efshe B'yodoi La'asos. He has the full Chira Chofshis, the potential to do. Upiresh V'lo Yoso Mipnei HaTshuva. Because of the fact that he made a decision that he's Oizev B'chait and he'll be an Ish Acher, therefore when the Nisrin comes to him again in the same situation, he holds himself back from B'chait. He stands up to the challenge. He proves through action that he taka changed, that he's different. Loi meyira, loi mekishlo in koyach, not because he's afraid of external things, and not because of lack of capability. Keitzad arishabo al isha ba'aveiru la'achaz manis yachidimo, loi mekba'avosei bo, b'koyach gufoi, u'b'medina sh'ovar bo. V'piresh v'loi ovar. Because of tshuva, zehu bal tshuva gemura. He's a full bal tshuva. That's the new concept in the Rambam, the definition, is a tshuva gemura. Hu sheshloi mer oimer, mizchorez bar echo b'mei b'churei secho, ada shelo yavou yamei haro, v'igiu shonim asher temar eni b'im chayfetz. Rather do tshuva when you're still younger, and your tshuva will be a tshuva gemura. Because if someone does tshuva, v'im lo yishov eli b'mei ziknu, sorry, ובאיז שיאפשר לעשיס מה שהיה עושה אף על פי שאינו תשובה מעולה it's not a תשובה גמורה says the Rambam מוי אלס הילוי ובל תשובה היא it will be a תשובה and it's מויל for the person but it's not a תשובה גמורה אפילו עובר כל יום ועושה תשובה ביום מסוסוי ומייס בתשובה עושוי כל אבנוי סוב נמחולים שנאמר the פוסק says the end of קהלס עד אשר לא יתחשך השמש והאור ויורח והכיכובים ושובו עובים אחר הגשם. What is תחשך השמש, האור והיורח והכיכובים, which is a reference to all the different koiches of the goof, as the psukim over there describe accurately. ושובו עובים אחר הגשם, שהוא יום המיסה. מכלל שם זוכר בור אוי ושוב, קודם שיומוס נסלח לוי. But an ideal תשובה, a תשובה גמורה, specifically, we find by tshuva a tremendous milus that shav mi tshuva mi ahava. We find that zchuyos nehepchum lel zchuyos, zdoynos nehepchum lel zchuyos. A situation you could have a matzav where someone is zoiche that as the further he was, the greater his madrega. If he's taket does a tshuva shleima, tshuva gemura, he's zoiche that adarab. The fact that he was more rochaik is considered a greater schus for him. Now that's with the tshuva gemura. And that's, the ideal tshuva is with the same nisayon, the same situation comes to him again and he's able to be mezgaber and he's oimid because of his strong decision, because of his tshuva. But every tshuva, even if it's, but it has to be a genuine tshuva, meaning it has to have a true charota, a vidui, halachically, a tshuva, to be considered tshuva d'oraisa, it has to have a vidui, and it has to have a true kabbalah l'habo. And if someone's right before his death, what's his kabbalah l'habo? Pshat is he's mekabel with the true charota now, that had he been given the opportunity, he would have changed his ways. That he's, in a true, sincere way, has a true charota that he ever did the chait, and he has a strong decision that had he now the opportunity, he would have changed his ways. That's a tshuva gemura. That's a tshuva. If he take it, lives up to it, b'poyal, and it comes to him, and he sticks up to his decision. Based on that, that's a tshuva gemura.
Is that similar?
Yesh lachkor, but lemais is mavur in Rambam that the basic tshuva it is, and the tshuva gemura is the fact that when he take it, takes it that next step. I don't know if it's only a simon. It could be. It's more than that. That itself is the shleimus of tshuva, because that's putting himself practically, I would say, on the new path. That it lav dafka gets a simen. It could be to see it's that itself is the tshuva gemura itself. Because Rambam's not saying the charota, that's in the next halacha, that's in halacha beis. And that's ma'iyat tshuva, that's ma'akev, even on Yema Misa, that level of ikuv. But pshat is a kenzain, it's a tshuva gemura, more noite, offhand, yesh lachke badova, but offhand I would say no. That's, tshuva gemura is, that itself is the ma'isa, ha'tshuva gemura, because he's putting himself practically on the true, good, new path. He's actively doing it. More than just the charota, the verbal expression, the decision. There's the action itself. That action itself purifies him. It takes him practically the next step. No. No. Adarab. A proper matzav of tshuva is where a person recognizes his weakness, stares it in the face, chatosi negdi tamid, and adarab. He puts himself 10 miles away from the chet. That's the right ideal situation. If it comes to him, adarab, that's where he's supposed to stand up strong. But adarab, the l'chatchim ha'malach for someone is stay away, steer away from chet. And that's what we daven every morning. Al tivyeinu lidei nisoyer. Don't. And that's adarab. As the Rambam brings later, that the shleimus of a derech of tshuva is someone to be marchik harbet. And that's also, the truth is, that's also part of the tshuva gemurah. Because the way we're explaining now is putting yourself practically on the new path, being in a situation where you are marching yourself from situations which are even close to chayt, that itself is actively putting yourself on the new path. Halacha beis, umahi hatshuva, hushiyazev hachoyt echetoy, as we already explained, you have to let go of the chayt, v'yasirenu mimachshavtoy. And in his mind, it's not shaykh. What does it mean, Yasirenu Mimachshavtoy? In his mind, person makes a decision that he's not shaykh to this anymore. This is a type of behavior that it's not him. Self-definition is really what pushes a person, and that's the sort of all of human conscious and morals are all based on self-definition. How a person defines himself. That's really what in the human nature, all the concept of consciousness, the concept of when a person, what makes a person feel guilty, and where does a person hold himself back? A person doesn't go against whatever he self-defines, who he is and what he is. A Rasha can do an Avera because in his mind, he defines himself that that's okay to do it, that he's okay with it, because it's not part of his self-definition. The reason why the most low goy, no, I shouldn't say the most, there are some who will do that too, but they won't be a cannibal. They won't take a tinek ben yoimoy and slaughter him and roast him and eat him, is because in their self-definition of what a human being is, it goes against that. And even if they'll have a hard nisoyin, so to speak, on it, person, even the hardest nisayin, doesn't go against his own self-definition. It's a big yesod, and that's what the yesod of all morals of people. What people define themselves of what they, well, who they are, what they are, that's what Lashon Rashiv uses all the time. Who am I? What am I? That's always the yesod of tshuva, is to give yourself a new self-definition. Who am I? And if a person properly makes a true self-definition of himself, I'm not an Am Haaretz, I'm not a Batlan. I'm a lamdin, means I've a strong shaykhus to learning. The self-definition where a person self-defines himself properly, that is naturally what he's going to stick to. People do not kill themselves. What do they mean kill themselves? A person defines himself in a certain way, who he is, what he is. He won't go against it. The yesod of tshuva is yaseru machshavtoy, and in his mind, he's not shaykh to this level of chet anymore. I'm an uplifted being. I'm not shaykh to this madrega. I'm higher than that. Geendik. That was the old me. I steigt. I'm out of that. That's the yisod of tshuva. Yasirenu machshavtoy. V'yigmor beliboy shelo yaseyu oid. Shenemar yazav rosha darkoy. V'yishoven machshavoysov. He changes the path. He changes the self-definition of who he is, what he is. V'chen yisnachim al sho'ovar. He's bitter about the fact that it ever happened to him. The person doesn't care the fact that he was once that. It's all he's lacking in his. If he's lacking in his disgust of the chait, if he's lacking in his feeling bad that he was once that person, pshat is he's still associating with that type of behavior. He's lacking in his decision for the future. He's lacking in his disassociation from the chait. V'chein yisnachim al shovar. He has to have charota. Shenemar ki achari shuvi nichamti, v'achari hivodi safakti al yorech. V'yoid olov. This is a very famous Rambam. V'yoid olov yodeya ta'alumois shelo yoshuv leze hachet lo'ilom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows yodeya ta'alumois, that which is hidden, knows which is going on in the depth of his heart. He knows that he won't go back to this chet forever. Shenemar v'lo noymar oid Eloheinu l'mas yodeinu asher b'cho yerucham yoseh. The Kabbalah and Lahabo is a key factor in Shuvah. As the Pasuk said, we had an Aftoy v'lo noymar oid Eloheinu l'mas yodeinu. We won't be part of that chet anymore. Now this Rambam is a Rambam which people mistakenly have gotten weakened in their confidence in doing tshuva on it. There is something very important to realize here in the Rambam. Some people think when they read this Rambam that it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future will say edus on him that he will never ever do the chait again. Now, any person who has experience knows how situations in life change. And if a person's realistic, a person has a pachad, thinking, you know, I have this strong decision today, but who knows what will be coming up in the future, what type of nisyonis might come up in the future, and he hopes that he'll never slip again, but he's not confident. Now, the fact that a person's not confident that he won't slip, that's expected from a person. As Rabbeinu Yonah says, that someone who's genuine Yirei Shomayim, a genuine Yirei Chet, and specifically a genuine Baal Tshuva, someone who Yirei slipped once in a certain area, should never, ever be feel confident that he won't fall again. And Adarab, a person, we are Mechuyev, that the Averis that we did should stand in front of our eyes. Chatos inegdi tomit. The key to tshuva is being realistic and knowing our weaknesses. As the Twersky of Art of Tshuva, that a person should think 5-6 times a day the recognition of his chait. That's the ideal way of doing tshuva, not being confident in oneself. Knowing that he's human and he has weaknesses and he's fell in the past, and not trusting himself. Not trusting oneself is key to a hanhog of a Yirei Shamayim. What's the difference between Yirei Shamayim and someone who's not? Yirei Shamayim knows that he might slip, and therefore he's careful. He works on himself. He stays away from a Nisoyan. He doesn't bring himself close to a Nisoyan. He stays 10 miles away from the Nisoyan. He has a pachat of maybe slipping. And therefore he takes gdorim, siyogim. He stands afar from the chait because of that. That's wanted. What a person has to have confidence that he's able to make it, that he'll takish change, and he has to give himself a self-definition, I won't go back to the chait. How? With Hashem's help, with siyata d'shmaya. Now, we have to appreciate here in this Rambam, what's his loshen? Yodeya ta'alumois or yodeya asidois? Yodeya ta'alumois. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that which is hidden in one's... He knows that which is hidden. It's not the reference over here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who knows the future, which is also true about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam does use the lashon shelo yoshev lezeh hachet la'olam, but lo yoshev lezeh hachet la'olam, the Rambam is referring to his decision now. The Me'iri in the Chibur HaTshuva, very important Chibur, very special Chibur, the Me'iri HaTshuva, he says pshat in this Rambam. The Rambam explains himself later now in Halacha Gimel. Kol ha-misvade b'dvorim v'le gomar b'libo lazoiv, hariz doim le toival v'sheretz b'yodoi. And that's what the Rambam means by Yedat Ta'lumas. A person has to make a true, sincere Kabbalah and a decision. I don't want to do the chait ever again. And I won't. With confidence saying, I will never, ever consciously do this chait. And I'll take the steps that I can to save myself from ever slipping, and I'll beg for help from Hashem. And I can rely on Hashem, He'll help me. Erpo Meshuvosam, as we said, Kadosh Baruch Hu promises He'll help us. And as Dovin HaMelech Davin, Leiv Tohar Broli Elokim, in Kapitel Nun Aleph. And as I already spoke, and that's what in the parish of Tshuva, the Ramban says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu promises, Umol Hashem Lekechos Levov Chaves Levav Zar Echo, Hashem will help you. Trust Him, but be dependent on Him. Realize that you have a weak, that we have weak spots, and we have to pull ourselves, but with confidence to make a decision. I will not ever do it again consciously, and give yourself a new self definition of who you are, what you are. The Rambam is referring to Yodea Ta'alumos. That, and the Rambam is just means one point, and it's a very important point, that a person, his decision can't be external. It has to go to the depth of his being, his decision. That's what you need to Yodea Ta'alumos. But says the Meiri, if Chas V'Shalom something happens and he slips later, this Meiri says it's exactly like the Moshe that the Rambam brings in Halacha Gimel. That someone who goes to mikveh, but he was not holding the sheretz when he went to mikveh. He became tahor. Later he touched the sheretz again. He became tummy again. But it's a new tumor. The old tumor is gone. What the Rambam is referring to over here, that Yoyid Olav Yodea Ta'aluma, is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that which is hidden, knows that the person sincerely in his heart has a true decision that he'll never ever go back to this chait again. And that's his decision, and that's the matar, and that's the mikveh tahara of tshuva. And that's the yesod. The yesod is this nekuda, that b'shas maise, a person has to have true charota and a true decision to change himself and to become a different being, a different person. And that's what the Rambam then continues. A person has to let go of the chait. A person has to specify and go into the details of what he did. I skipped a few words, I won't go back. In the end of Halacha Beis, as we explained, Shittas HaRambam is that all of the Charata and the Kabbalah on Lahabo has to be verbalized and expressed to Hashem. It's not enough to sincerely feel it in the heart, it has to be expressed, an expression, verbal expression. Now the Rambam continues, Midarkei Atshuva Liyos Hashov Tzoyek Tomid Lifnei Hashem. Bebechi Ubetachnunim Voisitzdoka Kifir Koichoi Umusrachik Harbe Min Hadover Shechoteboy. A person has to distance himself Harbe from that which he was Nichshar and Chet. Umeshane Shmoy Kloy Mashani Acher Veini Oysoi Ish Shosa Oysan Amasin. Umeshane of Mas of Kulan Letoiva. It has an effect on his whole being, whole personality, who he is. L'derech yeshora v'goylim imkoymo shigolz mechaperes ovim shikirem is l'lihichona v'yis ono v'shval ruach.